Hi. Two relevant questions just arrived by email. One, what comes through to share with those that are starting to have the gaps, to have experiences where nothing matters, where everything is totally perfect, and then they find themselves back in thoughts and discomfort? They know this gap, this other state is possible, but somehow the disturbances take over again. Well, here's one aspect to look at. When you're in the gap, you do know that nothing matters. Nothing is more important than anything else in this moment. And as there is only this moment, everything is perfect, exactly the way it is in this moment. Then the question is, what happens when slipping back takes place and the person starts to doubt that everything is perfect in each moment? The state of the mind cannot see, experience, or even imagine the gap. It only works in time and space, past and future. And it's all to do with survival. So that state cannot see the gap. In the gap, the person can see the process of the mind. It can see the doubts. It can see how it works in past and future. So, when you're in the gap, everything is perfect. And as I see it, that's the way it is. Everything is perfect. What we're getting is exactly what we need to get. The second part of the question is, in that nothing matters, nothing is important than anything else, and yet priorities or impulses still arise, and action happens. Yes, when everything is perfect, everything is perfect. So whatever arises is perfect. If stillness is there, perfect. If action arises, perfect. All that we need to look at is, are you still there to respond to what is? Eventually it seems to dawn on a person that whatever is happening is exactly what needs to happen. For everybody, but especially the person that's having the happening. That's what needs to happen. That's their maximum potential. That is helping them to see their maximum potential, to evolve. And if not, it doesn't matter, you see. It doesn't matter whether it is your maximum potential or it isn't your maximum potential. That is what is happening. And if you don't go to the mind, which keeps referring to the past and a possible future, then you will be in that moment with whatever is or is not happening. So if that's a thought of insecurity, that's what's happening. If that's a thought that you're not sure, that's what's happening. Everything that's happening is what's happening. And to be with that. Hope that bit is clear. Whatever is happening in the moment is happening in the moment, whether you're aware of it or not. It's happening. So the game is to be with it. So the mind might now be saying, when I'm in the gap, I'm supposed to be still and quiet and in the peace that passeth all understanding. The peace that passeth all understanding is not interfering with what's happening. So if you're enthusiastic, that's what's happening, and you need to be with that. If you've got huge amount of energy, get out of the way and let the energy have itself through you. Zen says, effortless effort. Just letting things be the way they are. Another question that arose is, how can I get into the gap when I've slipped out? How can I watch the mind, my behavior, from the outside when I've slipped in? What's the technique? Is there a technique to be able to watch, to be the watcher, to identify with the one that's watching rather than the one that's involved in the mind? Well, back to our tumble dryer. The mind is like a tumble dryer, really. It's tumbling around the past and what it thinks is the future, and it all gets jumbled up. It gets jumbled up with the person's personal experiences and things they've read and heard and imagined could or couldn't happen, all jumbling round together, dashing through billions of circuits in the mind. If you can see that, who is seeing that? Because if you were in the tumble dryer, you couldn't possibly think straight. You're being tumbled around. You are the mind. So if you can see the mind and its jumble, who is the one that's seeing? The mind doesn't see the mind. So you must have another part that's watching. But if you have any preference whatsoever for things to be the way your mind thinks it wants it to be, you're in the tumble dryer. If you are totally unconditional, have no preferences, you're saying, I will be with what is. And that means, if you're in the tumble dryer, you'll be in the tumble dryer. I will be with whatever is. You'll find you're not in the tumble dryer. You're outside watching. Is there a technique? Thousands, thousands. There are mantras and sitting in meditation and working meditation and going to somebody who's awake and listening to what they say and following what they say. Lots and lots of things. And that's not needed. All that's needed is for you to be in this moment unconditionally, just as it is now. And then you'll find something settles. If you sit with that, you'll find, yes, the mind is saying this and that and going here and there, and I should be doing this and I shouldn't be doing that, and I should have a still mind, and all sorts of things goes on. Sit, just stay there, and you'll find, let's say, behind there, there's a hum. There's a buzz, there's a tingle, a vibration, a frequency. And it's vast. It has no beginning, it has no end. And although you can be aware of that in you, there is also an awareness that it is not just in you. It's outside of you as well. And then comes the sensation that there's no barrier between the inside and the outside. So where are you? You're only just there. But not as a separation or even anything you can identify, because changing. A thought drifts by and you change. Something happens on the outside and there's change. Always change. As Willie Nelson has on his t-shirts. Still, still moving. A stillness that is ever changing. Now that's getting closer to who you are or who you're not. Let's say it's just behind that mind. So how come you're not living that and you're living the mind? Because you have demands. You have preferences. You want things to be a certain way and not to be another way. The great way is not difficult for those that have no preferences. Be there with what is, unconditionally, in the moment just as it is, and you'll find that you're separate from the tumble dryer. You can watch the mind tumbling around, and it's even amusing. Unconditionally, here, now, and include everything, inner and outer. And then you'll find you just can't take it seriously.